It's another outside the box, trusting that you'll get something out of this feature. Today's topic is, where's the trust? Are you a responsible person? Can you manage yourself and your life? Unfortunately, our U.S. government doesn't think so, at least when it comes to certain parts of our lives. Sometimes it mandates policies supposedly for, quote-unquote, our own good. It's one thing to pass laws and establish policies to limit a person's so-called freedom when their actions hurt others, such as anti-discrimination laws, food labeling, fair housing, sexual assault and domestic violence sanctions, minimum wages, and some forms of gun control. This is to prevent harm or danger that some inflict on others. That's why we have mandatory auto insurance but not mandatory home insurance. Consensual sex is usually fine, but non-consensual isn't, ever. Buyers need to be aware of what they're spending money for, but deception and scams should not be tolerated. But it's quite another thing to protect people from themselves, to not even allow them to do the right thing, or what's right for them when no one else is harmed. The assumption is that individuals can't manage their own lives, or they can't handle money well, or they can't take personal responsibility. Many people are dysfunctional, but shouldn't an individual have at least the opportunity to act responsibly for themselves? A few examples. With the Affordable Care Act, the law calls for a fine for not having health insurance. But some people may feel they're being responsible by taking care of their own health without depending on insurance. The government's assumption is, if you don't have insurance, we'll make you get it or fine you if you don't. It's for your own good. While there's no national mandatory retirement age, some states and some jobs do have them. We may not be allowed a choice to keep on working, at least at certain professions, such as pilot, judge, firefighter, and police officer. Some states have competency tests, which may be appropriate, but others simply say, when you turn a certain age, you have to leave your job. On the other end of the age spectrum, our governmental big brother tells 16 and 17-year-olds they can't vote or smoke, and 19 or 20-year-olds they can't drink. Shouldn't this be an issue of responsibility, not age? A bit more subtle is the government's assumption that we're not capable of saving money into old age. Social Security and Medicare takes money out of our earnings, whether we like it or not, to put into a fund for retirement and health care after age 65. I don't necessarily think Social Security or Medicare are bad ideas. In fact, I like the fact that both are a kind of mutual aid fund, even though Social Security is based on how much each person pays in rather than what each person needs. But if someone prefers not to pay into that system and take responsibility for their own retirement income and health care, shouldn't they have that option? Similarly, money is withheld from paychecks for income taxes. The intent is to have enough taken out to cover what the worker owes in federal income taxes at the end of the year. But it assumes that the person cannot save the money to pay their income taxes. I'm sure some taxpayers would skip the withholding and set aside money for taxes if they could avoid the system, since they're giving the U.S. government a no-interest loan for a year. In some cases, individuals might also have an immediate need for that withheld money, such as medical expenses or buying a home, and could recoup the expense later in the year. Unfortunately, a person can be fined just for not paying into the withholding system. Of course, every person is not always trustworthy, or responsible, or reliable, or even functional, and needs help to manage their lives a little. But shouldn't we all have the option of directing our own lives without a government telling us what to do, and how to do it? Do you think you could live responsibly without the government policies that I outlined earlier? Without the government at all? I'm Larry Danziger, believing I could live well and responsibly without any of these mandates.